Yo, what's up? Welcome to Remember Blank, the PlayStation Edition, your Patreon-exclusive show where each and every week we remember a PlayStation greatest hit. I'm your host, Blessing at Elia Jr. I'm joined by the one and only Greg Miller, and today I'm remembering Spider-Man 2. Not the 2023 Spider-Man 2, the original, well, the PS2 Spider-Man 2.
Fuck yes, let's go.
Originally released on June 28th, 2004, Spider-Man 2 is an open-world movie tie-in game that came out on the PlayStation 2. It has a Metacritic of 80. At the time, Douglas C. Perry at IGN gave it an 8.8 out of 10 and said this.
Good job, Doug.
The final analysis is based on this. When I finished this game at 2 a.m. this morning, I kept playing for 2 more hours. Just for fun. I was into it. Addicted. I wanted to beat old times in races, pull off cool style moves, and put to use my counter moves and web-slinging attacks that I overlooked before. This is no longer just a simple arcade game. It's more than that now. It's a skill-based game where you actually need structures around to stick your web instead of just air like before, where counters and Spidey sense are useful, where you're constantly upgrading your abilities, which is where you feel that Tony Hawk-like addiction setting in. Spider-Man 2 may have its faults, but its collective strengths are greater than its combined faults. It's the best superhero game I've played. And in 2004, I 1,000% agree with that last statement.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2, at the time, was such a special game for me. For me, it started off with having my best friend at the time who lived next door. And I'll go to his house all the time. And he had an Xbox. I had a PlayStation. I talk about it all the time. His name was Freddy. He had Spider-Man 1 on Xbox. And I would go over to his house all the time to, like, play through that game. And, like, I was super into Spider-Man 1. That was the other movie tie-in one. So you're talking about Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
He fought the Vulture at the end of it.
He fought the Vulture. Kraven the Hunter was in that one. Yep. And I was super into that game. But, you know, between Spider-Man 1 for PS1, which my other friend in my neighborhood, Addison, had, and playing through that, right? Like, and that was just a comic book adaptation of Spider-Man. The thing that those games had in common was the fact that, like, there were linear games, right, where you are looking at your compass to, like, see where you want to go, and you're swinging in the air, and your webs are attached to nothing,
yeah.
Right? And it was like this weird, like, all right, like, this is what the technology can do, right? Like, we can't put you in an open world where all the web slinging stuff is realistic, right? Spider-Man 2.
Not to mention, we wouldn't even thought of that at the time, yeah. I think, right? Because you figure, like, this is in the wake of Grand Theft Auto 3, which I know probably sounds ridiculous to so many people, but it was the idea that when GTA made the jump from GTA 2, and I'm skipping the British one they did, to GTA 3, like, what? Run around and open, you can do a whole city? What are you talking about? And that's where you really see all these different games get the idea of, like, oh, what if we did this?
Yeah, in Spider-Man 2, for out of all the franchises that would have nailed that, like, the idea of, yeah, hey, what if we did what GTA 3 did? Spider-Man 2 is maybe one of the best ones that, like, went after that at the time, because it is, all right, here's an open-world Spider-Man. We have modeled New York. New York is now
look at this.
An
you get to
world.
Be Peter Parker and have to deal with it? Like,
yep.
They get it, man, to a degree.
You get to be Peter Parker. You had all the, like, as you're swinging through, you'll have people, you have, like, the green icon pop up, and, like, you go and talk to that person, and they're like, hey, man, like, that man's robbing a building. And you go and stop the robbers.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah,
you had all these different quests. You had the purple quests, which were the more, like, in the moment random activities that would happen, which actually reminds me a bit of GTA 5, where, like, you'll have a blue dot pop up and it's like, oh man, that person's getting robbed, should I stop them? Spider-Man 2 had that, right, where it is a kid loses his balloon and all of a sudden you'll see the purple icon and it's like, maybe I should go catch that balloon, and catching that balloon was not an easy task.
Nope, no, it was,
because it was floating in midair, and because the new web swinging mechanic, it was actually hard to chase down. But you'll have that, right? You'll have, like, a guy steal a woman's purse, and you have all these, like, different emergent stuff happening in the open world itself in this Spider-Man game. And it was the first time I think any of us had a Spider-Man game like this. And for me, it was such a special one, right? You go to the movie tie-in nature of it. At the time, this was the era of bad movie tie-in games.
Uh-huh.
Spider-Man 2 somehow was a fantastic movie tie-in game. They went,
well, like, remember, like, it was the best when it wasn't worrying about the movie parts.
Yes,
that was the thing that really had it. It was that open world. It was getting to be Spider-Man. It still had the weird, we're trying to shoehorn in the Spider-Man 2 story.
And they also did that weird thing where they would add in a bunch of story that wasn't in the movie.
Yeah.
That, like, all those games did. Because in Spider-Man 1, it was, yeah, here's Kraven, here's Vulture. In Spider-Man 2, it was Black Cat was in there. It was, who else was in there? Mysterio was in there. And Mysterio had such a hilarious segment. This is Black Cat. And, like, let me tell you, as a kid, I was like, am I allowed? Is this allowed? Like, can I play this?
They're like, the movies won't give it to you. We will.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But, yeah, they had Mysterio. They had, like, a weird, like, big machine army. I forget who was actually the
Spider-Man
lead of that.
Spider-Man 3, I think, included the Lizard.
Yeah, Spider-Man 3 had the lizard, and I think that was teased actually a little bit in this one. There was also, I mean, Shocker is in all of them. This is the era where I started to associate Shocker as like a, oh, Shocker's going to be in every single Spider-Man game as a boss
just,
fight.
Just, yeah, just a jabroni. Just like Rhino. Rhino's going to be there and dodge him. Yep. Dodge him when he charges you.
Yeah. But yeah, I was obsessed with Spider-Man 2. And it was one that, like, it was my GTA 3. This was before I got to play GTA 3 and got into those games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it was my first open world game, and I played it nonstop. And one thing that I'll even shout out, and this I think adds to it being just special as a standalone Spider-Man game, even to the test of time, because when you go back, of course, this game is rough around so many edges. But to shout out a few things that I think are unique in particular to this game, the fact that there are like helicopters and shit that fly around. You can like web swing off the helicopters or like hold it. And there's a helicopter.
Take you around, yeah.
Yeah, they'll take you around. There's one specific helicopter that goes back and forth between New York and the Statue of Liberty. And I remember discovering that just as I was playing, being like, oh, yeah, I really want to go to the Statue of Liberty. How do I get there? And then like just watching and trying to figure out and seeing the helicopters and going, wait, what if? And figuring that out by myself, that was such a special thing. And also shout out to Barrett, who's on it for the B-roll. For the footage, for the B-roll. Because, yeah, this is a mission with, I think, Mysterio, actually, where you have to, like, web swing back and forth between the Statue of Liberty and stuff. But figuring out the helicopter trick was so special. Having just random indoor areas that you can just walk into was special, right? And sometimes those would be gang hideouts. Sometimes it would just be nothing. You know, sometimes it's a shop where you can go in and upgrade your abilities. This was an open world game in a way that I really appreciate, and in a way that I would say very much leads to the modern Spider-Man games we have now, right? So much of the DNA of Insomniac Spider-Man is started here in Spider-Man 2.
I mean, this is, you figure, once this game happens, every Spider-Man game that came after was compared and demanded. I remember, you know, being on the outside, you know, my Spider-Man 2 story is just like yours, except I was way older.
Yeah.
And that, I adored it. You know what I mean? Like, I played every superhero game I get my hands on, obviously. And so for Spider-Man 2 to actually be awesome, like, the story I always go with is that you've said everything spot on, but it was for me that, you know, I'm getting it and I'm in college, which was still very much, I was flipping and burning everything, right? Go to Games, Electronics Boutique for me, GameStop, go in there, trade in whatever I needed to buy the next thing, to come back and trade that in for the next thing, and yada, yada, yada. And I remember playing Spider-Man 2, loving Spider-Man 2, keeping it for months, beating the shit out of it, playing over and over again, and eventually trading it in. And then it was that I went and did an internship out in Maryland, and I was all by myself out there. You know, there's other interns that I was meeting or whatever, but I remember one weekend just being like, fuck, and I went back to the GameSpot in Maryland and bought it again, and just to have it. So all I did was swing around that weekend. I bought some beer and sat there and played this in the little room I was renting just to go be Spider-Man and just stop crimes.
And I did the exact same thing where I traded it into GameStop, and after a while I was like, fuck, man, I really want to play Spider-Man 2. Went back and bought Spider-Man 2 again from GameStop, and I still have my copy.
You know, for me personally, like, Spider-Man is such a Greg Miller franchise for video games, in the same way I think Ghostbusters is, in a lot of way, where, you know, I always tell an old story of, you know, my dad buying me Spider-Man and Sega Genesis, and my dad, you know, not being a video game guy nor a computer guy, but like, I made one comment about it during when he was taking care of me after school, and the next day he had it there from Toys R Us, and I thought it was the coolest thing my dad's ever done for me. And my dad's done a lot of things, but you know what I mean, in terms of, oh my God, he's listening to me even though this isn't his thing, blah blah. That stayed with me to play every Spider-Man game from there on out, even on Game Gear and shit like that. So I remember getting to IGN and being like, Spider-Man 3 is coming out, and I'm like, I'm reviewing it. I'm reviewing that game. That is my thing. And I, like, being so disappointed in it.
Yep.
And then, you know, like, and I skipped over Ultimate Spider-Man, which also came out before I worked at IGN, and it was like closer. It was different, but closer, and you could still, but it wasn't the same. And it was like, you can go down the list of Web of Shadows and all these different games of like,
that tried.
Looking for it. I'm looking for Spider-Man 2. It's like, Spider-Man 2 is the blueprint. How are you not delivering on what people wanted for it?
Yeah.
And you get to Insomniac
Spider-Man was the one that finally did it, where it's like, no, okay, this is what I remember Spider-Man 2 being, of like the web swinging feeling so satisfying, being able to do tricks in the air, being able to just do random activities that are out in the open world being super well designed. And again, going back to Spider-Man 2, I want to give a shout out to the fact that, like, there are special things that stick out to me about that world, right? Like, I think for me, the best open worlds are the open worlds that I can think back to and I'm like, oh man, I remember the train that used to like run through and like I would get hit by it and it would take out all my health.
Yeah.
Like I remember that. I remember going to the top of the Empire State Building and then jumping off and then like doing all that stuff. I remember like delivering pizzas and the pizza minigame and the music that I would play. Like the list goes on in terms of the things in which the just the random activities, the random locations in Spider-Man 2, the video game that stick out. Like I remember the warehouse where you fight Shocker, where after you beat the game, if you go back, I think it was like a boss rush style mode that came that you could enter back into. It was something along those. Damn, Baird is on it,
bro. I'm fucking on it right now, bro.
God damn. But yeah, like this warehouse is like, this is etched into my brain as a location that I've been to so many times in Spider-Man 2.
Look how small he looks. How small Shocker looks in this giant area.
Yeah, and also like shout out to your I was gonna say your web of abilities, but like your shout out to the abilities you have and like the tool set and the ways in which they let you have fun in the open world. Because I remember swinging through the stoplight posts, right, where you would do like the swing around them and then
build up speed and then you launch
off of them. The slow motion mode where you activate your Spidey sense and now like everything's going in slow motion and like you're fucking, oh god, there's so much about this game that they get right. That like totally for me just worked
and it's what sucks about it to look back on it, right? I mean, on top of the fact that, you know, this is Treyarch being Treyarch, right, before they just become a Call of Duty studio, right? Activision does what Activision does. It is, I think, I don't want to say the quintessential example, but it is such a great example of the world before Arkham Asylum, where the idea of like, everything about this game fucking slaps except the story, because you're trying to time it to a movie and of course the movie changes and you don't know what it was like. What if only somebody there would have been like, and I mean Activision, right, would have been like, you know what, stop, everything you did was great, let's get you teamed up with a Marvel writer and just make a Spider-Man game. Don't tie it into the movie. Spider-Man does not need to be tied into a movie. It will be fine, it will be great, let's go. Because I would love to have seen this team get another crack at it and just tell their story.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%. I asked the audience to write in with your Spider-Man 2 memories. Oh, man, I didn't copy and paste the names. I'm going to go back into the sheet to see if I can find some of the people. But shout out to all y'all, because like so many people wrote in with their actual Spider-Man memories. So I'm opening up the sheet here. Where do I want to start with you? A lot of y'all wrote in. I'm going to start with Mikey O, that just writes in and says, pizza delivery music. And again, yes, like the soundtrack is also another thing that's etched into my brain, right? Like even the, I don't think it was the fight music, but there was like an action music that's like, dun, 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 dun. Like, and that would play that I legitimately, like, I think I can think back to that theme at any time. And that was Spider-Man 2 for me. Somebody says Bruce Campbell as Mysterio. And I like, out of all the things in the story, I do want to shout out Mysterio. Cause for me, that was my introduction to Mysterio as a character.
Okay.
And I think like, a lot of the stuff they did around that was really fun and interesting. There was some stuff that I hated, but the obstacle course level I thought was so different and weird and fun, where like you are Mysterio does this big old stadium thing where he invites you in and you have to like get through this course. But the thing I'll always remember, one of my favorite boss fight moments of all time, is meeting up or seeing Mysterio is in like a shop or whatever, harassing the cashier, and you get there as Spider-Man. And it's like, oh, okay, this is like a Mysterio boss fight now. Like his health bar fills in, right? It's like you're about to fight Mysterio. And you go in and you press square once to punch. And then all his health bar goes down, his bowl flies off. And that's how you deal with Mysterio, like in the final moment, right? Like that is how they wrap up that story. Yeah. I remember that being such a fun.
That was great, yeah, to set up what a B-level villain he is, yeah.
Exactly. Going through more, you know, Commander Kiyu Bay says web swinging off the sky, and that's you're thinking of a different Spider-Man 2, because Spider-Man 2 was the one that let you swing off the buildings. And Daniel writes in here, I lost my balloon. Yeah, here Randy says the fantastic swing that was miles better than the first game, and of course the song that plays when you deliver pizza.
Everyone remembers that pizza song,
of course. One thing I want to throw out there for me too is the final boss fight with Doc Ock. I fucking hated like that was such a suffering moment for me of like, oh man, this is cool. Like, oh man, I'm finally fighting against Doc Ock, but like fighting him both on the train. Cause on the train,
the train sucked. I remember, cause you get bounced off so easy.
You keep getting bounced off.
Yeah.
And that was such a pain, but there was even like the boss fight in the warehouse, like the same place that was like the climax in the movie. That was another one where I was like, this is terrible. Cause I think it started off with you having to, I think you had to like disable a bunch of bombs or something that was in in the warehouse
because he's using it to get the sun sphere to go.
Yeah, you're turning these things off because they're about to explode the city. And then you would have to avoid this orb that's in the middle that would keep growing, and it would take out so much of your health if you got hit by it, and then also throw you across the room. I was frustrated at this.
Screaming at the camera.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
God. But yeah, like I remember that being a pain, but. Yeah, shout out to Spider-Man 2. Such a special video game for me. I would connect Spider-Man 2 with being where it all started in terms of where Spider-Man is now in terms of video 100%. Games. And so, shout out to Spider-Man 2. Greg, you're picking the next game.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's almost time for the Dead Space remake, so I figure we should remember the original Dead Space.
Whoa, let's go. Let's go.
Write in with your thoughts for Dead Space for next week's episode. I will need them early. No, I forget when we're recording it, so it doesn't matter. You need to write in kindoffunny.com/rememberblank.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been Blessing. That's been Greg. And it's been our pleasure to remember with you.